Our next topic is towards a prologue to Dalit Studies, written by T.M. Yeshudasan. So T.M. Yeshudasan was born to Christian parents of Dalit origin at a time when the left movement in Kerala was mushrooming. He was an active participant in several movements to rid the church of the hierarchy created between Dalits and Syrian Christians. So Yeshudasan has been the editor of two historically significant little magazines, Yuvalogam, Edison 1983, and Dynamic Action 1988-89. So he taught for several years in the English department of CMS College, Kottayam, and retired as head of the department in 2008. So in 1992, he sought to articulate the dilemma between the relevance of the left and skepticism about it in the context of caste through a series of lectures in Kurchi. Towards a Prologue to Dalit Studies was the first in the series. So before that, we have to talk about Dalit Christianity. What do you mean by Dalit Christianity? So actually, the Dalit thinkers arise this question on the importance of Dalit or the equality of Dalit people in among Christians. So every Dalit struggles for emancipation often involved conversion to Christianity. So the major problem they faced was they too were marginalized among the Christians. Those who are converted from Hinduism expect that they too get equal status among the society. But after conversion, the reality is they too are marginalized. They too are labeled as Dalit Christianity, and they often they were not they are exempted from higher positions in the church. And major works in Dalit major works associated with this conversion, one is S. Joseph, My Sister's Bible. So it point out the specific and unusual relationship this young woman has with the Holy Bible that has lost all the official pages. Then another work is M.M. Vinodini's Parable of the Lost Daughter. It tells the story of a Dalit girl whose education leaves her embarrassed by her people and their culture. Also, the present day writers, they too point out the discrimination prevalent among the church. And they too are facing that actually they are labeled as Dalit Christians. So this, the same discrimination they faced among Hindus is the same as in the church. So even today they remain marginal in the church administration and in Christian institutions such as schools and hospitals. And in the poem The Children of the Forest Talk to Yeshu by M.B. Manoj refers to a struggle for access to the church graveyard, which was hitherto not available to non-upper caste people. That's about Dalit Christianity. So actually this is a lecture by T.M. Yeshudasan, and it's the first one among the series. It was delivered in Kurchi. So the first one of the series, towards a prologue to Dalit Studies. Then two notable magazines are there. One is Yuvalogam, written in 1983, and next is Dynamic Action, 1988-99. So he is also an active participant among the hierarchy created between the Dalit and Syrian Christians. So the segregation is clearly there in the church also. So coming to the introduction, conditions are right today for the outbreak of Dalit Studies. Everywhere it is the aborigines or indigenous people who are subject to the most inhuman kind of oppression and exploitation. The notion of oppressed indigenous nationalities, minorities, and a growing awareness of the racist or casteist core of the dominant classes emerge from this pan-indigenous fact of oppression. Dalit consciousness and Dalit studies have their roots in this growing awareness of Savarna supremacy of casteism. So actually this prologue, in this introductory paragraph, they are talking about the relevance of Dalit studies. What are the reason behind this? So actually the main thing is the supremacy of caste system. That is always throughout the history, from the beginning itself, they are always oppressed. They are considered as inferior, considered as untouchables and unclean. So they too want to write about their life and sufferings. throughout the ages they are suffering in various ways. So they too want to make it a part of history. That is why this branch of study, or the relevance of this study, this Dalit studies. So all over the world, the oppressed social groups considered inferior others are at present engaged in serious explorations of history and interrogations of culture. This is a part of an attempt to retrieve lost pride and honor with the intention of redefining their sense of self. The desire is not to be lost in past grandeur, but to understand the problems of the day and to work towards a more human future of the world. So in this era of the third wave civilization, at a time when the present is fast receding into history, the oppressed classes raise certain self-reflexive questions. Do we have a role to play in the ever-changing scenario in which history and the future are both fast evolving? Will social invisibility and political powerlessness continue to haunt our destiny, leaving us in perpetual wretchedness and humiliation? So Dalit studies originates on the premises of these disturbing questions and frustrations of the people. So always this section of the people, that is Dalit, were considered as inferior. They are labeled as oppressed social groups. So even today in the minds of all, though they are highly educated, they consider these people as secondary. So how far they educated is not an aspect there. Still, they have a consciousness of this oppressed class. It is not changing. So at present, so throughout the world, oppressed social groups, that is this inferior caste, considered inferior others, and are at present engaged in serious exploration of the history. That is, they are trying to redefine history. Till now, their history is not written. Major leaders are there. The major struggles have happened. So till now, it is not came to limelight. And interrogations of culture. So what is their role in creating the culture of an area? So this is a part of an attempt to retrieve lost pride and honor with the intention of redefining their sense of the self. So throughout reinterpreting the various histories, the written histories by the upper caste Hindus, because what we read today is written by the people who have control over the society. The others are the oppressed caste. They were not even considered as a human being. They were always oppressed, called as untouchables, or we can say they are not considered even as a human being, considered as slaves. So now they are trying to reinterpret the history and culture, and also they are trying to find out their own role in creating a history or in shaping a culture of an period. So they are trying to redefine their sense of self. Who were they throughout these ages? What was their role in the economy, or what was their social status in a period, or how they are seen by others in a culture? So the desire is not to be lost in past grandeur, but to understand the problems of the day and to work towards a more humane future of the world. So actually, what is the aim of Dalit studies? What should they aim? What they aim to? Because they want to improve their life. They want equal status in society. So throughout these interpretation of history, culture, or their sense of self, actually they want to be considered as a human in the society. First of all, equality. They need equality. And what are the problems they are facing till now? That should be analyzed. And they need a good future. They need a good future. So that we have to focus. So that was the main aim of Dalit studies or Dalit literature. So in Dalit literature, the difference is the Dalit are writing their own history. But all other literary works are written by other people, the upper caste peoples or the whoever there is in power. They are writing the history of a period. So in this era of third wave civilization, at a time when the present is fast receding in history, the oppressed classes raise certain self-reflexive questions. So they are analyzing, they are questioning. That is, do we have a role to play in the ever-changing scenario in which history and the future are both fast evolving? So many changes are happening day to day. So what is our role in this period as a human being? We should be considered as a human being. We too need equal position among the in the society. So what is our role in shaping this culture? Then will social invisibility and political powerlessness continue to haunt our destiny? So two key words. One is social invisibility, because they are considered oppressed, they are considered as inferior. And also second term is political powerlessness. That is, power is vested in the hands of the upper caste people. So they are controlling the whole society. Everything is enforced, or the laws are enforced by the powerful people. So these two terms, social invisibility and political powerlessness, will it haunt in future also? So what is our destiny? Will be able to overcome all these difficulties? So there lives in perpetual wretchedness and humiliation. So in the coming years also, will we be able to, or they are asking, will we be haunted by this wretchedness or humiliation? When will it will end? So Dalit studies originates on the premises of these disturbing questions and frustrations of people. So till now, even in this contemporary world, they are still asking these questions. That is, what is their role in the ever-changing scenario in which history and the future are both fast evolving? Will this social invisibility and political powerlessness continue to haunt their destiny, or will they leave us in perpetual wretchedness and humiliation? So these are always a disturbing question to all the inferior caste of day, of the period. So next paragraph. One of the lessons we learn from history is that only people who initiate a politics of self-representation and maintain records of their discursive practices will find a place in history and culture. Dalit studies, therefore, is a political mode of inquiry and explanation, generating discourses on the past, present and future of Dalit in order to help them find a place in history and culture and shape their future. So if we study history, we will be able to find a lot of rulers, then major kingdoms. So all famous personality will be there. So nobody ever defined a Dalit or their lifestyle or what are the sufferings or their problems, individual problems. So if we here, he says that if we check a historic document, it is the self-representation of a person, or they will only maintain a discourse of what are the certain practices followed in that area, that period. So the things which are written or documented is considered as a part of history and culture. Whatever is not documented is never come to or considered as a part of history. So the life of Dalit was never documented. So they were never considered as a part of history. So Dalit studies is a political mode of inquiry and explanation, generating discourses on the past, present and future of Dalit. So throughout these studies, Dalit studies or Dalit literature, these people are trying to find out or trying to define or trying to figure out their own lives throughout the ages. They are trying to their own history through their writing. So in order to help them find a place in history and culture and shape their future. So they want to write, find out, analyze, make a clear picture, a good narrative, the actual discourse was what has happened in their lives throughout the ages. So So why they are exempted from the history? So all these they have trying to redefine through this literature, and they want to make it in future. They want to overcome all these problems, and they want equal position or status in the society. So all these studies help to reshape their future life. So it is rather difficult to find ready acceptance and recognition for Dalit studies in a Savarna society entrenched in classical aesthetics and cultural norms. But it is possible through the collective political and intellectual endeavor of the entire Dalit community to open channels of dialogue with civil society. So it is this belief that prompted this paper, which in fact is not the prologue that Dalit studies deserves. Mine is simply an exercise, embryonic in form, in search of directions, a groping in the dark for something to grasp. I solemnly place this embryonic utterance in this matrix of Dalit activists and intellectuals with the earnest hope that they will develop the discourse to its fullness and rigor, helping it to come of age and find its destiny. So here A.T.M. Yesudhasan says that it is difficult to find ready acceptance and recognition for Dalit studies in a Savarna society. So the class system or the structure of our society is controlled by, or it is under the hands of the Savarna society or the upper caste people. They are controlling the society. So it will be a little difficult to find a place for Dalit studies, because everything is entrenched in classical aesthetics and cultural norms. And it is possible through the collective political and intellectual endeavor of the entire Dalit community. So not a single man or all that, it should be a collective effort. It should be from the whole. So each and every person should be a part of this Dalit literature or Dalit studies. Then only it will be prominent among this Savarna society. So it is our duty. So it is an endeavor of the entire Dalit community to open channels of dialogue with civil society. So it is this belief that prompted this paper. So that is why I am giving this lecture in lecture series in Kurchi, because whoever is a Dalit is a part of this movement, is a part of this study, is a part of this literature. So each one of you have your own role in creating our history or in creating our role in this Savarna society. So it is not considered as a prologue that Dalit studies deserve. It is simply an exercise, embryonic in form, in search of direction. It should be said as an embryo. We are starting here. We have to find a lot, and we are trying to find something in this darkness. I solemnly place this embryonic utterance in the matrix of Dalit activist and intellectual with the earnest hope that they will develop the discourse to its fullness and rigor, helping to come out of age and find its destiny. So however, we have begun such a movement, and we are studying or we are trying to redefine our history through our writing, and surely it will be a great success in future, and surely it will create a great change in the Savarna society, and also it will find its destiny. Next title is Breaking Out.